This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was taunted with hisses, heckles, and profanity during a lecture and moderated discussion at UCLA this week. Protesters were carried out by armed police officers. A sixth grader in the audience questioned him about the fairness of passing permanent tax cuts for companies and expiring cuts for individuals. But the official video footage of the university's lecture hosted by the Buerkle Center for International Relations is nowhere to be found. That's because Mnuchin took the unusual step of revoking his consent for it to be released, given the contentiousness of the event. President Trump has indicated he will impose significant tariffs on steel and aluminum, sparking global concern about a trade war and ultimately impact on jobs. United Steelworkers supports the tariff, but Republican Senator Sasse from Nebraska says it will reduce jobs. The Interior Department emails obtained by the New York Times in a lawsuit indicate that oil exploration was the central factor in the decision to scale back the monuments in Utah, the Twin Bears. Private education is much more common in Australia than in the United States. About a third of Australian children attend private schools, nearly three times the rate of American children, meaning there are fewer national sensitivities around unions, corporate influence, and tuition. Latest congressional election battleground ahead of the midterm elections indicates that a race in Pennsylvania in a district where Trump won by 20% in the general election is now close, with a 33-year-old first-time candidate making it so. Germany's Social Democrats voted in favor of forming another government, with Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives ending nearly 6 months of political limbo and setting Europe's economic powerhouse on a path to the political stability it craves, at least for now. Elections in Italy indicate more support for populism, both left and right, and skepticism on the European project, though it is unclear how easy it will be to form a party. Voice to the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.